Hey guys,
I'm Hallie
and I'm Jamie
and this is Literal Nonsense.
I feel like the weather's nice.
Yeah,
school is ending ish.
Yeah. So.
But I also think, like, as partners, we, like, planned this well. We're like, you were finishing up, like, a doctorate. I got knocked up. Like, bad time for both. Like,
yeah, that seriously.
Like, if you were, say, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Or I wasn't doing anything, we'd be like, damn, like, let's get going. But, like, realistically, the other person couldn't have.
Yeah, minus out external forces.
Kind of minus two.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I was like, I think it's yeah. Minus. I was like, damn. I was like, yeah.
No, I meant minus. Minus external
forces. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I feel like but both of us having, like, chaotic shit at the same time worked out well.
Yeah.
So here we are.
And we are so happy to be back.
Summer of fun for you guys. I'm ready for the summer.
I don't even know. What are we reading this summer? Oh, yeah. This. We're doing Hunger Games.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And that's it. Well, that's going to take up the...
This is, like, an appetizer, though. Like, I feel like this is, like, getting me in the mood for Hunger
Games.
Well,
so that's the thing, right? This book is very reminiscent
mm-hmm.
of Hunger Games. Which I'm not mad about, but...
No, so...
I can see what you're saying about, like, a little appetizer.
Yeah, like, it's getting me... So, I mean, we've mentioned it, but let's just, I guess, for the sake of this episode, reiterate. We are reading Powerless series by Lauren Roberts. The newest book just came out. Hello? The newest book. Bam. Come here.
He's so excited.
He's like, yes! Jeez.
Oh my god, that was crazy.
The newest book just came out, and it's now complete. And I love, like, a complete series.
Just now complete.
Just give me that.
I know, and that's so nice, too, because, like, it's so annoying having to wait for ACOTAR. Same thing with, you know, actually, the whole thing about SVM.
I feel that way about
I'm gonna
books.
Toss it up, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, books, TV shows.
Fourth Wing's the same thing, you know?
Yeah, like, I would like, I don't start binging shows mostly now until I know they're complete.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait.
No.
I also forget what the fuck happens.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm, like, a bad, like, reader and show watcher in the sense of, like, I'll binge it all and be like, I don't even know what your names are
Well,
anymore.
That's the problem, right? And, like, even, yes. For example, like, You just came out, the
yes,
final season.
No idea.
I can't remember anything that happened last season.
Same. Yep, so... Here we are.
So, yeah.
So I had read this book. My coworker, like, sent it to me in the mail, and I was like, love a coworker that just sends you books.
Yes.
Love you, Christine. And I
Christine!
Read
Christine! Woo.
Perfect. She'll be like, oh, thank you. And so I read this book last year, and then I literally was like, okay, like, I feel like this is a good podcast book. People are into it. So then I stopped, and I haven't read anything past this book.
Yeah.
Just because that same thing. I was like, I don't want to wait. Like, I just have no desire to... I'm letting this cat downstairs. He's so excited.
He just wants to chat.
Go run away. He's so happy for us. Love him. Anyways, so we're reading Powerless. Basically, we're going to split the big books into two episodes, which is kind of like we enjoy doing a little... It's like more of a deep dive. And then the novella...
It just
novella,
gives us more time to chat.
Yeah. And then the novella, we will do one episode. So, this episode... The first book of the series is called Powerless. Great. Okay, so this episode, we are doing pages 1 through 276, and chapters 1 through 32. So if you're following along, that's this, and it ends.
I love how we both took off our jackets.
I can't read the
I know,
jacket
right?
On.
It's so hard.
No.
They should just, like, glue them on, so then that way, like, it doesn't move.
I like a dust jacket. I think it looks very appealing, but I just can't read it.
No.
I throw it, like, across the room.
Even hardback, you know? Like, I'm just tired of reading a hardcover book.
I enjoy them for, like, the aesthetic. Also, when a new release comes out, it's usually hardcover
yeah,
but,
like,
right away.
It's annoying when you're in, like, the beginning of the book,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's, like, it's not...
Yes, okay.
Or, like, the back, you know? But that's just... Oh, my God. The epilogue is Kit?
All right.
I just discovered...
Hallie, don't look anymore. Okay, so, this book, a little synopsis before we dive in, basically the world that we have created here, first of all, it's young adult, which I appreciate because the world building is not like, oh my god, so in-depth. Like, it's simple, it's nice, it's basic enough.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So, like, coming out of Fourth Wing, where, like, everything is, like, dramatically, like, explained, and, like, this, I mean, it's still, like, pretty lyrical writing, I would say.
Yes.
But it's just so much more, like, there's no, like, dwelling, which is nice, you know? It's, like, A, B, C, that's it, you know?
Yeah. And so, basically, the world that Lauren Roberts has created is, it's almost like a reverse, I feel like, of a lot of series. In the sense of, usually most series when, like, this kind of lore and shit happens.
Oh, okay, people with, like, magic.
Yeah, like, no one has powers, but the main character does.
Yeah.
In this case...
And they're, like, usually, like, what's it called? Pariahed from society because they're magic or...
Right, and they're dangerous and whatever. Yeah. In this case, everyone has magic, and if you don't have magic, you're called an ordinary...
And you're persecuted and killed!
Yeah, because they're dangerous. And I'm like, are we... I'm confused
They're diseased.
Yeah.
They make the elites, who are the people who have the powers, like less than... Yeah, weakens them.
Which is for sure a bullshit lie. Anyways. So, yeah. So basically, our main character is a girl named Peyton. Fine. Cute name, I suppose.
I've never heard this name before.
Me either. I like what they call her Pei.
Yeah, it's grown on me. At first, I was like... Peyton. Okay.
And then...
But now I like it.
She is powerless. Ha ha.
Peyton the powerless.
Kind of like Brandon Broken from Game of Thrones.
Oh my god.
So, yeah. Peyton the powerless. Here she is.
She's a thief.
This book is very, very... I've said this countless times to Hallie. It is Hunger Games meets Red Queen.
Yeah.
To a T, essentially.
Honestly, yeah. Now that, like, I've read, like, majority of the book, yes.
Yes. But I will say, it is very Hunger Games-y. I don't mind, like, a Hunger Games spinoff, to be honest.
I feel like it's only really Hunger Games-y because we're dealing with, like, trials.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
And, like, Red Queen-ish, just the general vibe. But, like, in the sense of, like, I personally, as a lot of you guys have heard me say... I don't really like Red Queen's writing. I think this is better. It's still a young adult. Hater. I just, like...
I know. You hate it. You hate Victoria Aveyard. You hate Red Queen.
But here's my thing. Like, this... Like, I liked Red Queen's vibe, and I was upset. Like, I wanted to like it more, because I was, like, I like this general world.
Okay.
So, I feel like this book, I was, like, that's what I wanted, like, Red Queen to be.
Okay.
So, like, I feel like this is, like, almost, like, a substitute for me.
Okay. That's so, fine.
Like, if you don't like Red Queen, give this book a try. I tolerate the writing way more. And it's, like... very similar vibes, but I was like, oh cool, I wanted that, so here we are.
And it's fantasy, you know, so there's really only so much you can do with fantasy.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, we also mentioned that Violet from Fourth Wing is reminiscent of the main character in Red Queen as well, like with the Amazing. Lightning and the silver tipped hair, like I feel like some things are gonna be repeated. It just is
for
what
sure.
it is.
But so. If you're a fan, you don't care,
right? Okay. Alright, so, Peyton. So, we start out...
Yeah, Peyton. She's a thief. She lives in Loot, which is, like, the slums, essentially, of the city.
Yep.
And we get some backstory that, like, her mother died in childbirth. She was raised by her dad, but then her dad was killed by the king, apparently. We don't know why, so when her dad died, she escaped the house and ran off to the slums and started making a life for herself. But I guess, you know, she's always known that she has no powers. Her dad has gone out of his way to, like, essentially train her to pretend that she has, like, psychic abilities, because that's, like, one of the lower-reaching powers. And so, like, she pretends she's a psychic when really she's just really good at details and picking up on things.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that was smart.
Yeah, like,
because it's, like, a survival thing.
Well, yeah, her skill was honed over, how old is she, 18 years?
Right.
You know?
So...
So, yeah, she lives with her best friend, Adina. Right? That's her name? Adina?
I feel like yes.
She calls her A.
I feel like we should just call her A because we can't fuck that up.
I know.
Pei and A.
Pei and A. Pei, A.
I think her name is Adina.
Pei, A.
It's something along those lines. I want to see, like, how it's spelled.
It is Adina. A-D-E-N-A.
Yeah, I feel like we also can't fuck that up. Like, that's her name, I would assume. I mean, I'm sure we could. Anyways.
We might need to reference the audiobook.
Yeah. And we'll be like, that's how you say it? Whatever. We're calling her A. So, Peyton lives with her friend A. Like a garbage heap, literally. Her friend A is a seamstress. She'll, like, make things, try to, like, sell for them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the book really kicks off, aside from the backstory, which I appreciate was done all in the beginning.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, flashback this, that. Which like, was it was, fine. Like, yeah. Good, get it out of the way.
Laid it out for you.
So, really, the story kicks off when Peyton's out. She's robbing people, as she does. And she runs into this guy. And she's like, well, he looks wealthy and, like, not like he belongs.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes and sees his pouch on him, and she's like, there's mad fucking money in here. And she does the whole
hella classic, silvers.
Yeah. Classic trip, reaches in, grabs half of them.
Okay. Keeps it pushing.
Later on, this guy's being, like, jumped.
Yeah, circle people. Back.
Because he looked rich, so everyone's like, I'm going to also rob him.
Obviously.
And he was doing fine, he was fighting, until one of the powers is called the Silencer, which can, like, hinder the other abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was about to die. Obviously, Peyton, who has no powers, cannot be silenced, because... So she just beats the shit out of this grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Respect.
But the thing, too, as well, is, with, like, Silencers are also... They're also killed, like Ordinaries, because it's them and then, like, a couple other ones that are, like... dangerous,
like,
so they've been killed off, quote unquote, with the Ordinaries.
Truth tellers, like, there was, like, a few, yeah.
People who can, like, read your mind, right?
Yeah.
Is one of them, and because, I think there's one more.
Yeah, because, again, like, they consider them dangerous. Mm-hmm. So, really, like, all these, like, deemed dangerous people is just bullshit people in power to be, like...
To control them.
I don't trust you, because you can fuck me up.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of the regular powers are, they call it blinking, where you're here 1 second, and then you're across the room in another... brawnies are, like, the strong people.
Yeah, there's, like, elemental-type powers. Yeah,
so, really anything under the sun they have.
And there's, like, cute, quirky names for all them. Fine. Yeah,
which is... I thought that was cool.
Right. Yeah.
It did get, like, a little confusing, though, like, while they're in the trials, and it was, like...
They're naming them.
And it's, like, oh, and Blinked this way, and I'm, like, who's Blink? And I'm, like, oh, wait.
Yeah, because they it's capitalize the action. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll capitalize, like, the names of the...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of like, eh, what?
I also think it's very interesting in books like this when some... You know how, like, we say, oh, thank God, or God forbid, you know? Yeah. That's just a part of growing up in a Christian-dominated country, yeah. So, I always think it's so interesting how, like, this one, they, like, went through their plague where they killed all the Ordinaries or whatever, and so they go, oh, thank the plague.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, thank God, you know? Plagues forbid. Like,
I like when they have, like, a slogan or, like, even, like, thank the gods when there's, like, you know, it's, like, a multiple divinity culture or world. I'm like, I respect it. Like, it's, like, funny when they do that.
Yeah.
They take, like, our slang and just make it.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Obsessed.
Oh, also, I highlighted it. Thought about us.
You're so good.
The Fatals. So, silencers, mind readers, and controllers. I don't really know what controllers do. I would assume they can control, like, your actions.
Yeah.
So, those are also deemed, like...
Dangerous.
They were banished and...
for dangerous.
Banished alongside the Ordinaries during the Purging. So, the plagues is, I think, when they got sick. And the Purging was when...
They killed them all.
Yeah. So, alright. So, then this guy is about to die from this silencer.
And he's hot.
Yeah. Peyton goes and saves him. And that's the guy she just robbed, and she's like, damn, that's kind of inconvenient. But we find out that he is one of the princes. And there are two of them, of course, give us a love triangle.
Jamie.
Thank you.
Wait, so I haven't really seen, like, any fan art for this.
Okay.
Which I'm confused about. I know it's got to be out there. So I was on Google Images, because I'm a fucking loser. And I was, like, powerless fan art, and there was one of Kit and Kai shirtless. I know. Well, I was at work.
Okay, fine.
And I wasn't, like, on my phone. It was, like, on the desktop. Like, and so...
I need a big screen version of
it. Yeah, exactly. And wow. Just...
So...
Even though Kit's blonde, I don't know. It's a toss-up.
Okay. So, yes. We have Kit and Kai, the two princes. They are half-brothers.
Mm-hmm. And they're opposites in every way possible. Of course.
The king is married currently to Kai's mom.
Yeah.
Kit's mom died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kit looks like the king. Kit is going to be the next king. So he is, like, being trained.
Yeah, because he's the firstborn.
in basically all of the kingly, like, government politics stuff. He's blonde, green eyes. Again, described sexy. Still, like, a badass. Yes.
But he's more of, like, the wit one.
Yes.
Like, the smart one.
Yes.
Because he has to take over the kingdom, eventually.
Right. And he's, I wouldn't say he's coddled, because he still, like, trains and does stuff, but, like, he definitely is kept out of the face of danger.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, they're trying to preserve his life.
Right, like, they can't, the next king can't die.
But he's not allowed to leave the castle.
And then Kai, who is the one who is currently being beat up and paid in a saving.
Yeah.
He is the opposite. He is dark hair, gray eyes, also super sexy, mm-hmm. morally gray, and so being morally gray. He is what's called the future enforcer, so he's basically, mm-hmm. like, the enforcer of the
kingdom
rules.
Assassin, yeah, basically.
Yeah, the kingdom assassin, and, I like, guess, like, Kit's protector.
Yeah.
Like first in line for, like, yeah. the battle type yeah. bullshit.
Yes. He'll lead the armies and stuff, I think, right, it said?
I think so.
Yeah.
But what we're learning this scene, because...
Death! Destruction!
Oh, literally. It opens up with this, though, so we're getting Peyton and Kai's point of view back and forth chapters.
So I liked that
yes.
a lot, actually. And in the a lot in the beginning chapters, their chapters overlap.
Yes.
Which I thought, like. Yeah, I thought that was really good.
So we're getting him from the get-go, Kai. So we learn at this point when he's in the city, one of his jobs is to banish or kill ordinaries mm-hmm. he finds.
Yeah.
We learn with him, though he's morally gray, he has sympathy. He, like, saves the little girl.
Yeah.
He lets her, like, be banished with her family. Again, he's like...
He doesn't want to kill the kid.
Right. And he's like, is it mercy? I'm still banishing them to, like, the fucking desert. And,
to
like,
die anyways.
They're probably gonna die. But at least he gives them, like, a chance.
Yeah.
So we're learning, like, he has a little soft spot, but he is definitely given, like, the bad boy energy. I mean...
So, okay, so this is my only hold up with Kai.
Okay.
In the sense of, like, who he's supposed to be, right? The enforcer.
Okay.
I feel like very early on from the get, you can tell, like, obviously him and Peyton are going to have a thing.
Yeah, easy.
Obviously. But the problem that I think I have is that, like, Kai's supposed to be, like, this brutal warrior who, like, everyone's afraid of and XYZ. But I almost feel like because we got his point of view very early on...
It was, like, ruined?
Yeah, like, he's not really giving me that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, like, he's big and he can hold his own and he fights, whatever. But, like, he's very soft, in my opinion.
Well, right. Like, it's not like a ACOTAR where, like, no. Reese was, like... You were, like, is he bad?
Yes.
Like, you know he's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, you're seeing, again... Before him and Peyton even interact, you know Kai spared the little girl.
Yeah.
So you're not, like...
Yeah. Okay. So that's the only thing that kind of, like,
threw me off. I will say, I think by the end of your book, you will appreciate... It'll be different. Oh, gosh.
If Kit turns out to be a bad guy, I'm gonna probably off myself.
So I'll say this about Kit, like, and again, I told you I forgot.
Yeah.
If Kit turns out to be a bad guy, that is too Red Queen for me, and I'm not a fan, because that was fucking Maven. Like,
yeah.
The good brother is like, well, I'm evil, and I was like, that's lame.
Yeah.
So I don't want that. I feel like it doesn't happen, but I don't remember. But I think, as far as Kai's concerned, you won't mind so much that you knew he was good, quote-unquote, in the beginning, because okay. I feel like a lot more... morally gray things and, like, conflicts come out with, like, the overall story.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know how... That was probably as eloquent as I could have worded that.
Yeah, that's okay. fine.
So, the whole city, whatever, watches Peyton save Kai, and he's the prince, you know, one of the princes, the enforcer. Mm-hmm. And so, now, every 5 years, there's things called trials to celebrate the purging. Okay, very Hunger Games-ish. Yeah. Fine. It is what it is. Now,
what's their slogan? We have to say their slogan.
Oh, we have to read it.
Their country slogan.
When they have their little interviews. You can try to find that.
Yeah.
So, basically, people can vote people from, like, the slums to the trials to, like, win glory. But mostly it's the elites and the, you know, yeah. poor people are usually killed for entertainment.
Yeah.
So, because they all saw Peyton do this and save Kai, they all of a sudden nominate her and she's going to the fucking trials. So that's really what kicks off this story and where it kind of, like, the paths are now being...
Which, Yeah, which is fine. I mean, it's very convenient, force proximity, get them together.
Also, this happened, like, she's nominated and chosen for the trials by page 65. I don't mind that. Good. Give me the background, set the scene, get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I think, so that's the thing. I think Lauren Roberts does a really good job of just, like, giving you, like, the basics of what you need to know. This is where we're at, and this is where we're going.
Exactly.
You know? It's a very good A plus B equals C.
If we're going to do a young adult, that's what I want it to be.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not high fantasy, so it doesn't need to have, like, all these crazy complexities.
Right. It's just fine, enjoyable, good.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say that irks me slightly about this book is, you know, I do think she leans into, like, the bad boy image for Kyle too much. Enzo's calling her darling.
Yeah.
He's being super suave. We could use maybe less darlings going on. Like, it's a little too much type of deal. Yeah. Like, I would say Reese probably said favorite darling, I would say, 100 times less than Kai, and it still was,
and that,
like,
was, like, his catchphrase.
Yes. Like, I'm like, Kai, like, give it a rest. Like, I want to punch you in the face, actually.
All right, yes. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far.
Like, I get over it quick, but it's like every time he says it, I'm like, all right, dude, come on. Like, yeah. All right. Like, you can still be flirty and not add the word darling.
Yeah, this is true.
So, basically, she gets shipped off to the castle, and she has to live there for 2 weeks before the trial.
Which is interesting.
I do agree.
Yeah, so, like, this guard comes, and he's like, are you Peyton? She's like, yeah.
She's he was like, hey.
He was like, yeah, I have to bring you back to the castle for the first 2 weeks, so I might as well say goodbye. And she was like, okay. Also, the kingdom is called Ilya.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or Ilya. How do you say it?
I say Ilya.
Ilya, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so here she goes. I can't find it, Jamie. You're gonna have to look.
All right, I'll find it.
Oh,
good.
So, she goes off to the castle, and so good. So, Kai's room is across the hall from hers. Yes!
Because Kai's also in the trials.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Maybe we should talk about that. So, Kai's in the trials because he's the future enforcer, whatever. So, really, these trials are, like, curated for him to win.
Yes.
And, like, prove, like, his power.
Yes.
Essentially. Oh, and also, we didn't mention that. Kai's power is that he can siphon other people's powers.
Amazing.
And use them. So, if you have somebody who knows how to wield fire, he can feel that power and then not steal it, but, like, take it and
so, right off the bat, he's interested in Peyton because he's like, I don't feel a power.
Yeah. So
and she plays it off, and I truly believe that he believes her.
Yeah, same.
Like, I don't think he's like, ah. Like,
well, because he said as well that he's never met somebody with that ability before, so it seems that, like, when he was, like, training with these powers, like, he gets, like, different feelings.
Yes.
Like, he can feel certain things, and then he knows, like, oh, this is from this power, and this is from that power. And then, like, he'll, like, hone that to whatever.
Correct.
Skill he wants. So when he meets Peyton, after she, you know, nicks all the silvers off of him, he's like, and what's your power? Because I don't feel nothing.
She's like, LOL. But again, as we mentioned, we knew that he just went to the Scorches, which is the name of the desert that he banished people.
Yeah.
And just from, like, little cues of, like, there's some dust on his shoes, this, that, whatever, she noticed the guards were off rotation. Like, she's very perceptive.
Yeah.
And so, with all that, she was like, oh, like, you banished someone today, but you don't want anyone to know about it. And, like, she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, damn, all right. Like, you know, but again, it's because I think her father picked a great made-up power for her because it also relies on her being perceptive, which she needs for her survival anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, and it's almost helping you survive, and it's also convincing people that you're the power.
Well, yeah, because her whole life she's been kind of looking, like, behind the scenes, essentially, to, like, figure things out. So, crazy. Craziness. Yeah. I think the whole thing with, like, her dad and, like, the king just killed him, like, is all very, like, that was very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I always feel like that's the case when it comes to, like, family members we don't know about. Like, the mom and dad. Like, the mom's dead, but dad, weird, you know?
So, there's more, that's a big part of the end of the book for this, like, this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's even more that, like, we're gonna find out.
It's gonna blow up, probably,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So, I'm curious as well. Now, right off the bat, sexual tension with Peyton and Kai.
So, this is what I wanted to ask you about.
Okay, do ask.
Because this book, so far, to my knowledge, has no smut.
I don't know.
And I know you're like, come on, like, I'm in my 20s, give me the smut, you know?
But I don't mind this as much, because if you think about it, okay, like, here's my thing. We discussed with young adult writing my hang-ups with, like, give me the sex, do this, do that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you think about it, some of my favorite series, Twilight, Hunger Games, mm-hmm. like, things like that, there's not outward sex scenes. Like, no. Twilight, even, was very closed door.
Yeah, even in Breaking Dawn.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I don't need that, but, like, give me adult emotions, at least.
Okay, okay.
So it's like, they're having, like, adult emotions.
I have to say, they're pretty...
They're hot and heavy.
Yeah, but I was just saying, like, for each of them, like, they're very mature, I guess you would say, for their 18 ripe years of age.
I think they both...
I was not thinking like this.
Yeah, no. Yes. But, like, he's killing people, she's surviving. So, like, fine. Like, that checks out for them.
That's true.
But, yeah, they're already, like, and from, like, the minute that he grabs her, like, when she tripped, quote-unquote, and, like, mm-hmm. stole his money... Like, it was very, like, sexual tension.
Yeah.
So now, of course, he's in the trials, they're across the hall from each other, like... And there's just always moments with them, and they have good moments.
They do.
Which I like their moments.
Yes. And then, but I also really like her and Kit's moments as well.
Okay.
And I feel like theirs are very wholesome.
Okay. So let's talk about some of, like, let's just talk about some of Kai's and Kit's, and, like, then compare.
Wrap them. Okay.
So, Kai... So they're usually violent.
So Kai's the bad boy, you know?
And they're usually, like, violent. Like, it's usually them, like, flirting, but, like, also threatening to kill each other.
Yeah.
Like, they were holding, like, they're in the hallway that one scene holding knives to their throats, and I was like, perfect.
Yeah, so, like, he...
Just fucking kiss.
They're both, like, badasses.
Yes.
You know, like, they're both rough, I would say, because, you know, Peyton's living on the street. This guy's... tasked to kill people for a living. So I feel like in that regard, I do enjoy their scenes because it's just like, oh yeah, well, it's what about fiery, this? And it's like, okay, well, what about this, you know?
Their one scene training for the trials, they beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, it's great.
They beat the ever-living shit out of each other. And she's like, don't hold back next time. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And like, she like knows if he didn't hold back, like, he would have won.
Yeah.
And she was like, good. Like, at least like, you're... Like,
I'll get better training with you, kind of thing.
And, like, he always messes with her, and he wants her to do better. Like, it's giving very, like, Reese and Feyre in the sense of, like, pushing her. Like, Tamlin coddled Feyre.
Yes.
Reese didn't. Like, so...
Yes.
In that... Not that it reminds me of them really that much,
no,
but, like, in that sense of, like, Kai pushes her.
Yeah.
Like...
If we have to put it in a box, essentially, yeah.
Like, he really does, like, push her and, like... get her, like, going and, like, her fiery energy, especially, like, during the training for these trials.
Mm-hmm. And I think also, too...
And they don't really have any sweet moments. They're all relatively fiery. There's some, but...
There's a few sweet ones. I think also, too, with them, they're very outward... At least Kai is very outwardly, like, heavy on, like, the innuendos, kind of.
Yeah, he's outwardly flirtatious.
Yeah, like heavy. Like, if they were in the trials, like, he probably would have bagged her by now.
Right. Agreed. And I see that for him. He's, like, definitely, like, a playboy kind of vibe. Now...
Yeah, but, like, for whatever reason, I don't think... Does he get around? I don't get that vibe from him. I get that, like, he's, like, in the fucking cells, like, torturing people all day. No time for fun.
I also get the vibe that he's very much, like, he's the type to, like, go to a bar, flirt it up, and then, like, go home and be, like, in his field and, like, wants to fall in love.
Yeah. But then also...
all talk.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's also reminiscent of, like, how him... Because we get information about, like, him and Kit growing up, right? And, like, how they were together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they just were, like, wholesome boys, like, together, you know?
And, like, that cook, Gail.
Yeah.
They go visit the cook, you know?
They know all, like, the servants and everybody, like, by name.
Nice. They're both nice.
Yeah.
They're both nice boys. And, like, I get the vibe that Kai, like, he's been given this job, and he kind of... not that I only get the vibe, he also kind of outwardly says it. Like, this is the task and the hand that he was dealt, and, like,
and he has
it
to
is
do
what it,
it
is.
Yeah.
But he's a good boy. Like, they're both boys.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, Kai is by no means, I would not say, like, either of them are, like, the man, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they're just boys.
Yeah.
Which, I like that.
I do like
them.
That. Like, for them, yeah.
Yeah, and I like it for this book.
Yeah, for the vibes.
Nice. I will honestly say, though, that Kit, like... I don't think Kai isn't wholesome, but Kit is by far more wholesome.
Yeah.
So
Kit's the one to take you apple picking.
Yes. And, yes. Know. Kit is wearing flannel.
He's going to CVS to buy you tampons. You know what I mean? Like,
Kit is putting on the flannel and you're getting on his shoulders and he's like, smile. Like, yeah, the apple picking vibe is perfect. So here's my thing with Kit.
Okay.
Okay. So him and Peyton's interactions, much more wholesome. So.
But she doesn't really let him off easy either. Like, she's, I think, still very much herself with him.
She is very much herself, and also because. You know, we learned, and, like, from her, that the king killed her father. He looks just like his father, and so she's like, I see his killer's eyes. Like, you know,
every
like
time she looks at him.
King. So I think that has a guard up with her, with Kit. But here's my problem.
Off the get.
Not my problem. So Kit, their interactions are very wholesome. He knocks on the door. Do you have a dress? Polite. Will walk her to her room. Before the first trial, there's a ball. He asks her to the ball, which is a big deal. This is the next king of Ilya. So, like, big deal.
With the girl from the slums.
Right. And, like, is, like, doting on her. Like, we'll get her drinks. Yeah. All these things. It's all been very wholesome. She even says, like, he's kind. He's genuine. Like, she points these things out.
And she does say, like, with the more interactions that they have.
Yes. She's like, disconnecting his father.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which, okay, great, fine and dandy, but...
So, just tying in real quick to the ball. The only, I think, wholesome moment, probably, before we get to the trials, is that Kai offers to teach Peyton how to dance. Because he's like, listen, like, everyone's gonna be looking at you more so because you're with Kit. Like, don't embarrass yourself. And so Kai teaches her to dance. The first...
Which is crazy.
The first scene with that, and the only scene we get, is, like, sexually charged, like, a little making fun of, but then, apparently these sessions happen for, like, the next week.
Yeah.
And he does genuinely help her. And she even will ask him, like, why are you helping me? And he'll, like, always ignore her questions of, like, basically proving he's a good guy. Like, he doesn't want to prove it.
Tying in with, like, the dance lessons, I love how they have, like, a dance for a question.
Yes.
You know, so, like, Kai's like, you have to dance with me, and then you can ask me a question.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's happened a couple times throughout the book so far, and I'm like, this is kicking my feet!
And they're cute. Yeah, and they are, and they're cute. As much as, like, they're, like, badass interactions, they're also, like, cute.
Okay, but also, too, now, I told you this, like, a little bit before, but, like, especially now that I'm thinking about it with Kit, for example. So, I had sent Jamie a voice message, and I was like, I just don't understand, like, I love the book, don't get me wrong, but it's like, what is it that Kai is so infatuated with about her? Yes. You know? Because it's like, she stole from him, she saved him, and then all of a sudden he's head over heels for her. The enforcer who has no emotions, and blah, 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 blah. But now I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, well, how the fuck did her and Kit get involved? And it's because he was like, oh, like, it's such a pleasure to know, like, my little brother's savior. And then from there, it kind of just, like...
Okay, well, I'm going off this point. That's weird. Well, here. And this is also going off this point. I was going to just mention this. So, we have their very different vibes. I would say, as far as Peyton's concerned, I could see her appeal for both because they are drastically different. Fine. They're both hot. Whatever. Like,
she should do both.
I'm not questioning her at all. Here's my thing that I'm, like, a little mixed about. Going off the point you're saying. Going one step further than that. We know that Kit and Kai are genuinely close. We see that. We've heard that. All these things. Kai is very outward in his flirtation with Peyton. And then Kit is pretty forward
as
asking
well.
Her the ball. I would
He's
say,
parading her around the castle.
I'm confused by that. Like, is there no code? Like, why are we both... I'm confused.
Well, and then also, too, a little bit... past our cutoff of what we read, Kit asks Kai, like, oh, so, you know, what do you think about Peyton?
But, like, but here's my, and yes, okay, so.
So Kai knows that Kit likes her. Kai knows.
Like, and he's asking, like, what do you think about her? Like, he's asking, like, what do you think about her for yourself? But then, like, he also knows he likes her. But then, like, Kit also knows that Kai likes, like.
Yeah.
It's like they're acting like they both don't know, but, like, they both know. Why are we, like, acting... I'm confused.
But then I'm also...
Are we fighting over her?
Okay.
Are we not?
Maybe it's gonna be a throuple. I don't know.
That's what... I'm getting vibes, like, is this, like, your sister wife? Like, I don't... Like, they're not giving the vibe of, like, they're not fighting over her.
I know.
But the vibes are very much so, like, I would be getting pissed off at my sibling.
Well, so that does happen. Like, Kai is like, oh, like, when he says that he mentions he sees Kit and Peyton dancing. So what does he do? He gets drunk before, like, the second trial.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when Kit asks, like, whatever. He's like, I'm definitely not drunk enough to have this conversation.
Well, right. And even, like, before the first trial, the first ball,
mm-hmm.
when Kai grabs Peyton to dance, Peyton notices Kit looking over.
Yeah.
Like, a little jealous.
Yeah, and but then again, he had, like, two drinks in his hand, he walked away, right, or something like that?
He's like, we didn't come back to her.
Yeah.
But again, it's weird, because, like, you both clearly are noticing. So, like, that was pretty much exact parallel circumstances, just opposite
mm-hmm.
dancers. You yeah. know, she was with Kit and with Kai.
Yeah.
So it's like, you both are aware.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you both are aware there's vibes going, but you won't, like, you would think that would be a plot point of, yes. like, them fighting.
Yes.
They're not. They're still as close as fucking ever.
Yeah, they're like, whatever. But then taking it, you know, in another little direction here with the dad. So the king, obviously the king does not like Peyton. She's from the slums. He's an elitist. So we can make those assumptions off the bat, off the get, essentially. Yeah. But then also, too, this is where I'm confused. Because later on in the book, he does warn Peyton to stay away from his sons.
Okay.
And Kit is like, oh, like, what did he say to you? But she's just like, nothing, whatever. But obviously, you know, Peyton, from the beginning of the story, is being paraded around by Kai, and then by Kit, and then by Kai again, and then by Kit again. You know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Obviously, the king is aware of this.
Right. It's just bizarre.
And Kit is with his father, like, every waking moment of every day.
It's just...
You're gonna tell me that there's, like, nothing that's been said? I don't know. It's a little sus.
Agreed.
So then there's, like, that little part of me that I'm like, well, what if Kit is a bad guy? You know?
Mm.
What if he's not as wholesome as we think he is? Because Peyton really speaks her mind with Kit. And she,
agreed.
You know, and she, even though he's the future king, and she says it herself, like, I shouldn't be saying this, but here I am. Like, she doesn't hold back with him. And he says that he appreciates that because, you know, he's the future king, so no one really ever steps on his toes, but, like, she does kind of thing. And I think that might be, like, where some of the attraction is, because if you've had everybody ask, like, lick your asshole your whole life, now you have somebody who's giving you kind of a fight, like, oh, okay, like, I think that's human nature to kind of be intrigued, you know?
And again, like, I'm curious where the books will go. Like, we'll talk, obviously, next part of this.
Well, it's obviously ends up with Kai, obviously.
I would think, yes. I'm curious, though, like, how this ties in, like, the next few books. Like, I'm really intrigued, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm interested to see how this goes.
Mm-hmm. I am, too. And I think, again, it's, like, given me enough where I'm like, yeah, like, I'm ready, you know?
Yeah.
I
also like, too, how Peyton, for the first ball, so apparently, their Ilya's color is green, so everybody at the ball usually wears some varying shade of green. And she shows up with this sexy silver dress.
Yes, yes.
And then they do, like, their interviews or something.
Yeah,
and then they go into the bowl.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think the interviews actually came first, which who cares? Because I think they're, like... I feel like the Hunger Games interviews were, like, it was, like, a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hers were, like, she had a moment, but I felt like... I don't know. I feel like the ball was more of, like, the climax as opposed to, like, the interviews. But I think it's also because at this point, it really is, like, a love triangle blooming. So,
yeah.
It's, like... That's almost the main plot point. Like, really, the trials, they are a thing for sure,
mm-hmm.
but, like...
There's a heavy emphasis on the romance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the interviews, really all the significance that happens is, you know, she has to, like, play the part, which is very typical for these situations.
Mm-hmm.
The motto of the trials is, I'm expecting to honor my kingdom, my family, myself. Really, the only thing of note is she says, I plan to survive this.
Yep.
Instead of the motto that everyone ends their interview saying.
Yeah.
And then she showcases her talent, like, how they all do, and she, like, reads a bunch of people from the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think was great for her, because, like, you really can't question it.
No.
Like, now she's proved herself.
Yeah.
So I think in that case, like, the interviews were just good for her, as far as, like, I think the interviews, my personal opinion, was almost, like, a plot device to show that, like, let's fill up any plot holes, like, she's not gonna get caught.
Yeah.
She's good. Like, mm-hmm. everyone believes her.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So, when we were reading about, like, the trials and the interviews and stuff, and the main person, Teela,
mm-hmm.
did you imagine the girl from Hunger Games? Because I sure as hell did.
Well, I imagined, like, a girl Caesar Flickerman.
Like, interesting. No, I was imagining the one who, like, pulls the things.
Effie?
Yeah.
I just felt like with the teal hair, and I feel like Caesar the one year had the blue hair.
Oh, yes.
It just was like a girl, Caesar Flickerman.
Okay.
But like, yes. Same up a scale bullshit vibe.
Well, no, that's the problem, and I don't know if like Hunger Games ruined this for me. I'm not gonna say it ruined it, but like when they talk about the elites, I imagine them as like these.
But like they kind
all
of are.
Decked out.
But they kind of are, and I don't mind imagining that vibe. You know.
Yeah.
So basically before every trial, there's like an interview and a ball. Okay, great. So the ball.
And there's three trials.
Basically the ball, I guess before the trials, the ball is the night before the trials. This ball ends differently because there's an attack.
Yeah. So a few things to note, the trials are different than any other years before.
Yes, they're hearing murmurings of this.
Yeah. So it's completely different. And usually the trials in the past, they all happened in this thing called the bowl, which is basically like a gladiator arena.
Yeah, exactly how I imagine it.
And so there's a live audience for all the trials, but we find out the trials don't actually happen at all in the bowl.
Yeah.
At all, so far. And so everything is documented by these people called sites.
And they're just like...
They're like human video recorders.
Yeah, like literally, which again... I respect the creative liberties books like this, where, you know what, yeah, make a fucking power that people would do that. You know, like, make it easy. Because I would rather have a creative power than a plot hole.
Yeah.
Fine.
True.
Fine.
True.
Great. Do that. So, yeah, there was a big attack the night of the ball.
Yes.
Another sexy moment is, like, Kai is carrying her out of there to go fight. Which, again, I just like. Like, I hate saying this, but, like, I love a man who's gonna just tell you what to do. He's like, get out of here, actually. Fuck you. And I'm like, all right, fine. Same.
See ya.
So he, like, carries her out of there, and he goes and fights, and she finds him afterwards, like, with a fucking knife in his back, whatever.
Oh, so yes.
Like, that sexy little moment.
And he has to, like, heal himself.
Yes. Now, this, I guess, what significance this is, which will happen more so in the next episode we talk about, is that this is like the resistance, the ordinaries. Apparently there's been some in hiding and they're fighting back.
We need a resistance, always.
Always need a resistance. So that really is just an intro into what's going to really take off the next part of the book. But just, you know, before we go into our first trial, just so you guys know, there was an attack at the ball. Nothing really, everyone's fine. We're all good.
Yeah.
We're fine. But the
low
king,
fatality rate.
Yeah, like, we're good. But the king, to, like, put his foot down and show power, was like, we're still having the trials. And so the next day, they wake up in the fucking woods. And they're like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, guess we're here now. Yeah. Which I thought was... I was not expecting that.
Okay.
At all. I was actually kind of thrown for, like, a loop. Because I was like, oh, shit, okay, they're in the woods. What? But then, you know, with the reading... I liked how we got from Kai's perspective first.
Yes, yes.
I feel like that was, like, a good way to kind of, like, lay the land.
Especially because, like, he knows more about the trials than she does just from growing up in the kingdom.
Exactly. And he's supposed to be, like, the gladiator, essentially, right? So, like...
Yeah. So, okay, the first trial. So, this is how we're going to finish off this episode. So, first trials. Did you like them? Did you not? How do you feel about them?
So, I thought it was interesting. I mean, I figured there was going to be, like, some type of bloodshed. I wasn't, like, mad about it. I didn't think I could have come up with a better idea.
Yeah,
I mean...
It was fine.
So, like, essentially, everybody is thrown out. They're drugged and thrown out into the woods. They wake up, and there's, like, a band, like, a leather band around their arm. And so, essentially, what they have to do is, like, find the others, and, like, whoever comes back with the most bands, like, leather bands, wins.
Right.
But if you come back with nothing, then you're out. So...
I also like that because, like, they've mentioned, you know, other years, like, they weren't necessarily forced to fight. Like, they were like, oh, people have killed others for less. Like, now, like, you need a band.
And, yeah.
Like, they've mentioned how, like, they're tight on them and, like, no one's giving up a band unless, like, you kill me.
Exactly. Like, you're going to have to draw blood in order to get this band.
I liked it.
Which, I mean, look, I love action. I need some blood, like, and gore and guts. Yeah, I do need that.
I don't, and, like, listen, I also think, again, as we've said, how there's so many things that, like, follow suit. When you have a fantasy book, three trials is, like, the stereotypical...
Standard.
Action-packed. Like, even, like, ACOTAR, the first book, there was three trials. Like, it's just become such lore of fantasy that I'm like, you know what? Fine. Yeah. And, again, I liked it. It was Hunger Games-y. They had to be there, what, 6 days, I think, the first trial?
Yeah, it was, like, a week or something. So they have to survive out in the wilderness.
Which,
Also, too, I like how Lauren Roberts, like, you know, like, she describes, like, the fight scenes and stuff like that.
Okay, yes.
Because I feel like I'm in it. And that's something I always appreciated with ACOTAR as well, like, when they had, like, the war and stuff.
Yes.
You know, how it's very easy to just skip by that and be like...
Yeah, no.
You know, but I like how she took the time. This kind of makes me sound like a sadist or something, but...
Like, no, but yeah, like, set the scene.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, don't blue ball me and, like, close door see me for, like, action either.
Yeah. Just, like, put it out there, man.
Yeah. So, okay. So the first trial, yeah, they have this. Obviously... No one was shocked that Kai and Peyton find their way to each other.
Obviously. Yeah.
Obviously.
So...
The first few chapters of the trial, they were both solo.
Yeah. So, like, we get a little interaction. Kai gets in a fight with one of the Brawnies. What's his name? Braxton or something.
I believe so, yeah. And he burns him.
Yeah.
Well, Kai gets burned as well.
Yeah. They're sticking their heads in the fire. And then
she has a Peyton, battle.
What's his name? Ace?
Ace. He, like, slices her, like, rib.
Yeah, but he has, like, he can make you see things, so, which I thought was interesting. He, like, makes her see, like, her younger self, like, like starving and begging for help, and that kind of, like, throws her off. So I think that was, like, a good kind of, like, way to reach back into the past to kind of show, like, who she was after she fled from her dad getting murdered.
Yeah, so I think it was nice. I liked how she started off the trials with them separate.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they all start off separate, so, like, that makes sense. But I do like that they had, like, each action on their own. And, of course, I like that they find each other injured. You have his sensitive moment.
Well, there's a who hurt you.
There is a who hurt you.
I definitely...
And, you know, like, cute quotes. Like, she finds him, and she says, and he tells her... Is it? Yeah, it's her.
He braids her hair.
Yeah, remind me to make you smile like that again when you aren't dying and I have all the time in the world to memorize it. Like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, like, there's definitely key swoon things, like, you know, on the same token of what you said, who hurt you. Oh, my God.
Well,
if you die, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, there's passion going on with these two.
I feel like... Yeah.
Some of these things, some of these quotes in the book, I will say, I wouldn't say corny is the right word, but I think, like, you know.
Predictable.
Some chapters end, like this one said, if I am to be her enemy, I want it to be because she loathes herself for wanting me. Listen, I like that vibe. I feel like sometimes it's, like, a little bit too direct.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's very young adultish. I'm not too hung up with it. It just is what it is.
Exactly.
They obviously.
So then they, like, team up.
They team up.
Essentially.
Yeah, they have just, like...
Oh, yes.
Intimate moments.
Backtrack real quick.
Do tell.
Back to Kit and Peyton. He says, I make it my business to know all the pretty girls who saved my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it just, like, you know, blossoms. And it's just, like...
Yes.
Like, what? I don't know. That's it? That's it? Just because she saved your brother?
I am questioning why they're both so enamored with her, but, you know, it is what it is. Going back to Kai. Not until I looked into a pair of ocean blue eyes and realized that perhaps drowning was a beautiful thing.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So it's lyrical. It's good. It's nice.
Well, and there's a few moments where he talks about, like, her eyes. You know, he was like, you know, maybe drowning isn't painful. Maybe getting burned feels like a kiss or something like that.
Yes.
But the whole time, like, I think it's hard for Peyton because with Kai, she could be her genuine self.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Kit, she has to play the part, which she's mentioned a few times. Because towards the end, we find out why.
Yes.
She has to play the part.
Yes.
What chapter was... I'm trying to find the Who Hurt You.
Oh, I don't know. If you highlighted it, let me know. I mean, you find that, and I'll kind of just sum up the trials. Just because they have a lot of intimate moments. They're starting to really be vulnerable with each other, which, again, we'll kind of get more into, because that obviously will then impact the rest of these trials. But what I think is very interesting, too, is they end up having this big final showdown with Sadie, who can, like, duplicate herself, essentially. Now...
I thought it was Blair.
Blair can, like, do things with her, like... She can, like, control, like, swords.
Oh.
So Sadie is like Blair. Sadie and Blair are kind of like the two bad girls, whatever. They're just like bitchy rich girls. But Sadie and them have like a final show off. Now, what I think is interesting, as much as Sadie and Blair are like assholes, whatever, mm-hmm. Sadie is about to kill Peyton and Kai kills her. This is someone he's known for mm-hmm. ever.
Well, and also too, Sadie says like, you know, it's a shame I don't want to kill you, but I have to.
Right. And so it's interesting.
How do you kill someone if you just feel like lukewarm about it? Like that.
Yes.
Like that's a very final decision.
They don't care. These teenagers are like, fuck it. That's why I'm glad they are like 18, because it makes sense for their emotions, you know?
This is true, yeah.
But Kai kills her. And again, it's just like, it's kind of proving like just how actually deep his feelings are. Like, it's not all the bullshit he's just saying. Like, he's really like, he cares if she fucking dies.
Yeah.
And I think that becomes very evident in these trials.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they kind of, I mean, he kills Katie.
Kai says...
I mean, Sadie, not Katie. Jesus.
Kai, okay, let me just say this right here. Kai says she's the embodiment of a bad decision, the twin of danger and desire, the fine line between deadly and divine, and I can feel myself drowning. I was like, God damn!
Yeah, he's a dramatic boy. He's an emo boy. We love him. So, and then the trials, again, there's some more bullshit, some more drama, which, again, is written fantastically, but not necessarily, like, super crazy. And so the trials end, and, like, they have this kind of impromptu little partnership.
Yes.
But now, like, where is that going to bring us?
There can only be one winner.
Correct. So, again, Hunger Games-esque, like, here we are.
And I'm confused because not only that, but Kai's, like, brother, so they have, like, an adopted brother, so to say.
Yes.
So one of the dad's, one of his, like, top advisors ended up dying. So his son...
They, like, adopted him. His name is Jack.
Yeah, like, essentially was adopted into the family.
And he's in the trials.
Yeah.
And he's young. He's, like, 15.
Which...
He gives me, like, Rue vibes. Yes. Like, they want to look out for him. He's innocent.
Yes.
He's just excited to be here. He's very sweet.
He's, like, Golden Retriever, like, completely. Sure. And I'm just, like...
What's going to happen to this guy? Well, they don't have to die, though.
They don't?
No.
Okay. Because I've had that in my head. I'm like, well, how the fuck is this gonna happen? Because then their cousin is also in the trials.
Yeah. Andy. She's great. She's a girl. She can, like, transform into animals.
Oh, here we go.
Love her.
Here we go.
Oh, we found it? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, page 220.
Okay.
He goes, which one of them did this to you? Her eyes fly open, looking more confused and unsure of herself than I've ever seen before. And then a little bit down, he goes, I'm going to ask again, who did this to you?
Perfect. No, I need that shit.
Oh,
kill people for me,
seriously.
Actually.
Yeah. Go to jail for me.
Easy. Done. Okay. So, yeah, no, they don't have to die.
Okay.
Like, this is good to know. They're competitive, but yes. But, like, even, like, with what's-his-face, like, Baxton, whatever, with, like, the thing, and he burned Kai.
Oh, yeah.
He just wanted his band. Like, they don't really want it to, but that's why it's even crazier that he kills Sadie.
Well, yeah. For Peyton, yes, because
you don't have to.
Yeah.
So it's, like, again, kind of, like, drawing a line in the sand, like, how passionate he really is. Now, okay, the first trial's ended. This is where we're stopping part one. Going off that. Number one, what are your thoughts on this book, this world, whatever? And number two, like, what team are you? Because I feel like with, like, Kit and Kai. Now, I feel like we have an obvious, because we also have Kai and her interacting more. But I feel like this is probably one of the closest ones where I'm like, I don't mind her with either.
I think, you know, just by default, I'm going to say Kai.
Right. Okay.
But
agreed.
I love her and Kit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think this is probably one of the closest ones I've had.
Yeah, because usually always if there's like a kind of thing like this going on, there's always one that you can tell is way better suited. And it's usually like, it's this person likes this person.
Yes.
But this person likes this person. But this person likes this person.
Yeah, it's like a, yes.
You know, so everybody likes somebody else. Whereas like she is feeling both of them. And they're both like, feeling her.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're only half brothers.
I'm kicking my fucking feet at how this is gonna end. You're going to die.
Really?
But yes. And I'm like, damn. Like, where this is going, I'm like, wow. Wow.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah. So we're gonna get there. Now, how are you feeling about this book overall?
So, I'm enjoying. So, I've been having, like, a slow burn with it. I'm not ravenous to read it.
Yes, agreed.
But, like, when I pick it up, I am thoroughly enjoying it.
Yes.
But I'm also not having a problem putting it down.
Agreed.
You know?
I think it's like I have a healthy relationship with
yes!
this book.
Yes!
Which is rare.
Seriously.
I think this book is good if, like, you want to, like, be entertained. I like it. The writing's good. Everything's, like, there. But, again, I'm not, like, reading it at work and neglecting my job.
Yeah.
Like,
this isn't, like, you know, the best piece of fiction I've ever read in my life.
I'm curious how this series progresses, if it'll get more intense, or well, if, like, it'll stay the same.
I'm,
like,
confused. So, it looks like the novella is about, like, her and Adina growing up.
Yes, fine.
I think. Okay, pretty cool. Sure. Whatever. But then, book two and three, like, where are we going with this?
Well,
so I'm assuming it's something with, like, the ordinaries versus the elites. Okay, cool.
Fine.
But, like, but what, I don't know. What more?
Okay.
What more will there be?
So, we will see you guys next episode, because the way that this book ends, we're going to have lots to talk about and theorize about.
God, okay.
Jamie,
I'm scared.
The way it ended, I was like, I have like a love hate with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not bad, I'm just like, fuck. Like,
damn.
You know when you're like, for the characters, yeah. You're like, oh, fuck.
Well, really?
There's definitely going to be more yearning, I think.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you to read it. Oh. So.
Also, yeah. Low-key kind of really love Lenny.
Her little bodyguard. Love
her bodyguard.
Lenny. He's like this like ginger's wholesome man. Yeah. Love him. We got a brunette, a ginger, and a blonde. And they're all great, actually. So way to go, Lauren Roberts. You have made me love all the hair colors. Yep.
And that's a big deal.
I've done the impossible.
Jamie thinks ginger should die and she hates blonde, so
yeah, you're not wrong.
Not like that series, but you know.
You know. Anyways, okay. So next episode, I think, it's a little bit less than half the book, but lots more goes on, more tension, more like relationships, and then how it ends. We're gonna theorize because we have not read the other books yet.
Yeah.
All right.
Excited. Hope you guys are excited. Hope you're excited.
I'm excited.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
See you for part two. All right.
And wish you all a nice adieu and
happy trials.
Thank the plagues.